This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the Department of Education is the next federal agency facing major cuts from the Trump administration. Roughly half of the DOE staff are being let go, placed on administrative leave starting March 21st. The administration says it's all part of an effort to streamline the agency, but it's fueled debate over the current education system. UNW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert looks at arguments for and against.
During her testimony at budget hearings before the state Senate, before federal layoffs were made public, Pennsylvania Acting Education Secretary Carrie Rowe was asked what it would mean to Pennsylvania if the federal Department of Education was significantly cut or completely disbanded.
The intricacies, the interconnectedness of what they provide to us is something that has been created over many decades, and it won't take that long to dismantle, and I'm not sure it can ever be put back together quite the same way again.
Rose says the department's helped develop the belief that every child deserves an education, regardless of race, socioeconomic status, or ability, and its elimination would be, in her words, catastrophic. But Republican U.S. Senator Dave McCormick calls that a, quote, deeply misguided reckoning of history, proven, he says, by looking at the United States ranking in the world.
And the education system at the state level and the federal level has failed us. And the Department of Education has not been in any way associated with any improvement in education across our country at all.
McCormick says if the federal Department of Education were to be eliminated, funding for programs that work can still come from other departments. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk for worse problems, then we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Debora Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Debora.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.